Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Nicole Galinas is with us. She is a member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. Nicole, that's available wherever books are sold right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's city-journal.org, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's that website. And then also manhattan-institute.org. Those are the two organizations that Manhattan Institute and the City Journal that Nicole is associated with. Nicole, we're talking about the European issues that are going on. We've been talking about that. And you mentioned the euro a minute ago. You said that this is a lot of what the Europeans are doing right now with Ireland, with Portugal, with Greece, maybe Spain, maybe Italy, maybe France, who knows. What they're doing is they're trying to save the euro. You used that term a minute ago. Is the euro in danger of being lost?
Well, there has to be a mechanism for bondholders to take losses in lending to euro countries. Otherwise, the price of keeping the euro eventually will be too high for countries like Germany, mm-hmm. and there will be a real risk that it will break up. You know, ironically, Europe started out by thinking we can't have any bondholder losses. That's the way to protect the euro. And now, at least some countries are coming around to the fact that, in fact, the only way to protect the euro is through market discipline. And mm-hmm. to have market discipline, you need to have these bondholder losses.
Here's another irony. The Germans were reluctant to join with the euro because they had their beloved Deutschmark. And so they finally gave in and joined with, as a euro country, using the euro currency, the common currency. But now they're the ones who are having to spend the most and use the most discipline to save the euro. That's a great irony there, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, they don't want to go through the upheaval, obviously, of switching currencies. You have another global financial crisis that would probably be more difficult than the last one. And mm-hmm. so they're in a tough spot. The problem is they've tried to use rules to discipline these countries over the past 12 years rather than the marketplace. And political rules always get broken, and now they're trying to override the market's rules as well.
Well, they share a currency, the euro countries do. They share a currency, and they do have financial standards, fiscal standards that they have imposed on countries, but they don't have the ability to enforce those standards like we do in the United States, do they?
Sure. What rules in the U.S. would you be talking about?
Well, I just mean in the United States we have one currency, but one federal government, one constitution. Greece, you got 13 or 14 different constitutions, and even though they sign on to certain standards when they join the euro, that doesn't mean that Germany can control what Greece does until something bad happens.
Yeah, absolutely. They only have fiscal union. They don't have political union. And obviously, we have big, big problems with our state governments as
right.
well. You know, slightly
right.
different, but a little bit similar in that we don't have official rules for how much state governments can spend, how much they can rack up in pension
right.
liabilities. So there are no rules to be broken, which I guess is good, but this is going to be a big problem.
California's a problem. New York's a problem. Where do you see all of this being in a couple of years from now? Nicole, do you see us being a healing? We're headed toward a healing scenario where the euro and these countries start healing and get stronger? Or what do you think?
I think we need to create a mechanism for market discipline, whether it's here with our financial companies, with our state governments and bondholders who have lent too much money to these state and local governments, and in Europe as well. If we don't, then the government just has a bigger and bigger and really more unpredictable role in the economy of not supporting the markets but fighting them. And that's, even if we start to recover, The economy wants to recover, but it will not be the recovery
so you,
we should have.
So you think, for example, if California comes hat in hand to Washington, Washington should say, talk to your bondholders first?
No, because you can't do that all of a sudden after you've made it very clear for, you know, 35 years since we bailed out New York City that the government stands behind states. You can't do these things overnight. That was the solution, or that was the lesson from Lehman Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not market discipline if it's just arbitrary change of your behavior. So what Congress should be doing now is holding hearings on this to make its position clear so the marketplace
They know what to expect.
Yeah.
Hey, Nicole, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim. Thank
Nicole
you,
Galinas, ladies and gentlemen. After the Fall is her book. Check it out wherever books are sold. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.